Welcome to Hampton Roads Perspectives, a public service of Entercom Communications. Weekly conversations about events and people making a difference in our community.
St. Mary's Home is a private nonprofit that provides expert around-the-clock care for children with severe physical and intellectual disabilities, and they do it within a home-like environment so each person can achieve their fullest potential. Welcome back and good morning, everyone. I'm Dale Murray. Joining me now to talk about this wonderful organization is Nicole Hoskins-Jones, Director of Therapeutic Recreation, also Carlton Farmer, Community Liaison, and Kristen Nelson, the Giving Manager. Welcome to you all. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good morning.
Kristen, talk to me. Let's talk to me about the organization. What exactly what does it mean when it says it's a private nonprofit?
So at St. Mary's Home, we are predominantly Medicaid funded, but we are a nonprofit in that we need about $1 million every year that we raise from individuals and businesses and community groups to help provide the services that we do to the 100 residents that we have at St. Mary's Home.
And what services do you provide?
So we have recreational, educational, and then obviously medical and therapeutic care for the kids. And we are open 24/7, 365. So they're really receiving around-the-clock care. And these are children, are Virginia's most vulnerable children. So
Nicole, talk to me about who lives there at St. Mary's.
The children that live there all have physical disabilities. And then they're all there pretty much for medical reasons because we have 24/7 nursing care.
Yeah. And what areas do you serve?
So all of our children come from the Commonwealth of Virginia. About 2/3 of them come from Hampton Roads, but we do have families who live on the Eastern Shore or Roanoke or even Northern Virginia. So really they come from all over the Commonwealth.
Yeah, yeah. Carlton, jump in here, man. How long has St. Mary's been part of Hampton Roads?
Well, originally, I believe 1944, it started as an orphanage in downtown Norfolk right next to the St. Mary's Church. And we've been at the Kempsville location for
2005.
Since 2005, so 14 years now.
All right. Give me an example, Kristen, of some of the ways people and organizations can support what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. So we have a wide range of ways that people support. You just heard from Carlton. We have a really robust volunteer program, so we have people who come in and engage with our children year-round. We also have people who donate to the home from either items on our wish list or even most importantly, we have people who give donations throughout the year and then individuals who want to make the biggest impact even give monthly to the home. So even something as small as the cost of a cup of coffee, you know, once a month can really make a difference in the lives of these kids.
You also have a women's auxiliary board.
We do. We have a fantastic group of women, a diverse group of women from all over. They're actually recruiting new members for anyone who's interested. But they actually put on a gala every year that supports and raises money for the kids to do things like they helped buy us a new van so the kids could go out on more field trips.
Yeah.
They helped us with a cover over our therapy pool. They've helped provide physical and occupational therapy equipment. So they've really provided a lot of funds over the years.
Yeah. Given that we have such a large military population, Nicole, do you serve the military?
Yes, some of the residents or children that live there are family members, or their family members do serve in the military.
Yeah. Carlton, is the organization affiliated with the Catholic Church?
It is not directly affiliated with the Catholic Church. I mean, some still do hold principles of, you know, of being faith-based. We have a lot of faith-based groups that actually come in. We have like a week-long VBS with First Baptist Norfolk, so they'll be coming in the last week of June, so we'll be able to provide that for the kids and young adults.
Yeah. So as community liaison, you work with volunteers directly, right?
Yes, sir. So I coordinate all the volunteers and also any community groups that want to come in, like hurrah players and things like that, that want to come in and perform.
Yeah, well, talk to me about opportunities. You know, if someone is listening and they were interested in becoming a part, helping out.
All right. So first thing I would tell them to do is go to our website and you can go in there and just learn a little more about St. Mary's, but also be able to access the volunteer application, which will kind of start you in the process of looking to figure out exactly what they want to do, because a lot of people want to give back. They don't necessarily know how they can do that, but that way they can also contact me. My contact information is up there, and it could be like once a week, once a month, depending on what they want to do. We have people that actually volunteer to like bring in therapy dogs, that volunteer for like yearly events like spring festivals and fall festivals. There's a lot of just different options that could possibly be had if you want to volunteer at St. Mary.
Is there any specific skill set that you need? You know, people who work with dogs, I understand. But you mentioned you have a pool, that, you know, so you look, do you need volunteers to help with swimming?
Or? So that's something that can people can always come and volunteer to do. But the only thing I really ask them is to have a passion to work with those that live at St. Mary's. We will train you and teach you how to do everything else. So even in the pool, the deepest part of the pool is 3.5 feet. So you don't have to be a swimmer. I'm not a strong swimmer. Okay. I tell people literally I can not drown. but it's a great opportunity. It's amazing to just kind of see them, like kids really just be kids when they're in the pool and doing things like that. Yeah.
And what's the website address you mentioned earlier?
StMarysHome.org.
Okay.
So you spell out the saint. Yes.
All right. S-A-I-N-T.
And Mary's Home. Mary's Home.
Mary's Home.
.org. .org. Yes, sir.
Okay. Nicole, tell me about the therapeutic recreation program at St. Mary's.
Well, the therapeutic recreation program at St. Mary's started, I think, when they moved into the new building back in 2005. So that was something that I've really been there, I think, since the beginning. I started back in 2006. And we provide opportunities for the kids, really just to be kids. We have 4 recreational therapists on staff. And what they do is they adapt programs. We primarily work in the after school on the weekends and during the summer months just to provide them with programs. The rec therapist will adapt the program so that way the children can participate in any programs that any child out in the community would do.
Yeah.
That's what I always tell people. They always say, what do the kids do at St. Mary's? And I can just tell them, you know, what do you do with your own kids or what do you do with your grandkids? And then it's the job of the rec therapist just to adapt it so we can all play.
Okay. I understand you're involved with the Peer Play Pals program. What is that about?
Gosh, probably about 6 years ago, I myself have 3 boys. So something that 6 years ago, running the early childhood education program, we really wanted the kids to have opportunities to interact with their peers without disabilities. So that was something that we started. It took about a year, I think, to get off the ground. But once a week, sometimes more than once a week, we do have children from the community. And my children have been participating. And we come in and we play. We go on field trips to explore Hampton Roads.
Yeah.
We've been all the way up to Richmond. That was something we did over Christmas. We went up to Richmond to the Jefferson Hotel to see the big tree, which was really neat. And we just play. It's something that, you know, I think people forget that all kids just want to play. So it's really cool to have myself, my son, he's 3 right now. He's been coming since he was a baby with his older brothers who are now 6 and 9. But it's just so neat to see them interact with each other. And, you know, they do have a relationship now. When I leave for work, my 3-year-old is like, can I come to work with you? I want to see my friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they come to birthday parties now and they've come over my house for Christmas parties. And it's just really cool to see the kids look forward to seeing each other.
Yeah, that's great. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with the crew from St. Mary's Home, Nicole Hoskins-Jones, Carlton Farmer, and Kristen Nelson. Nicole, I've told you won an award recently.
I did. Most recently, I just won. Actually, Sonia was on the nominating team who nominated me, but for Coastal Virginia Business Magazine.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was the Millennials on the Move, so I was really honored to win that. I've been a part of the Hampton Roads community my entire life, so it's something that, you know, really means a lot to me. I've always wanted to give back to the community, you know, through different ways. I'm a child passenger safety technician instructor, so I do that a lot during the week and then on my free times and then sometimes on the weekends, and then serving most recently with JT's Camp Grom. I serve on their board of their member board, so helping get that organization off the ground.
Yeah, that's with the YMCA, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. I've learned about that organization. They were in for another wonderful organization.
It's a great facility.
Yeah.
I highly recommend looking it up. And if you can get out there, get out there.
Yeah. Okay. Kristen, you guys have a special St. Mary's exhibit at the Chrysler Museum of Art.
We do. We're very excited about this. So this is an amazing collaboration. And we're always looking for ways to partner with communities across Hampton Roads. And the Chrysler Museum really stepped up and helped us. It's called A Good Life Illustrated. And it's actually through programming like Rec Therapy and Carlton's volunteers, our kids actually have artwork on display. And they create amazing pieces. And you can go to the Chrysler and check it out. They're really moving. We had families to come look, and they couldn't even believe that their kids' art was on exhibit at the Chrysler Museum.
Yeah.
But it's going through the end of June.
Okay.
And I wouldn't miss it if I were you.
Yeah. Well, what's coming up for the summer?
Okay, so for the summer, we have a lot of different summer camps that are going on. So they'll go to Camp Horizon, which is through Virginia Wesleyan. And then just like the Ability Center camps. But then we have a bunch of stuff that's going on at St. Mary's. So we have Vacation Bible School. We'll do a movie night out front for the kids and their families, which I'm super excited about. And then we'll just have different organizations and groups that come in, and they'll help kind of put on some field days. And we'll utilize the pool whenever, you know, Hampton Roads weather cooperates with us.
So guys, what would be, what do you think people would be surprised to know about St. Mary's Home?
I think most people, when we take them through there, are surprised at the number of residents that we have. We have 100 kids there. And a lot of people will ask about families and being engaged. And the families really would love to have their children at home, but they really have such intense, extensive needs that they need a place like St. Mary's to help them be their best and live their best life. So that's what we do. That's our mission, is to give them a good life in a home-like setting.
Yeah.
And so most people are really, I think, surprised to come in and see how bright and cheery and happy of a place it is.
Yeah.
And then also to see how easily our children engage and want to engage with other people out in the community. So I'd say don't be intimidated. Come on in. If you've never even been there before, we'd love to take you on a tour.
And where are you located?
We are right off of Newtown and Kempsville Circle. So we're right across the street from Sentara Lee Hospital.
Someone is listening and they have a child with disabilities and they would like to enroll them at St. Mary's. What's the application process like?
They would need to contact our social work department, and I believe our social workers could help walk them through that.
Okay. And what's the number to that? Or is it on the website? Or?
So you can go to our website, stmaryshome.org, or you can call us at 757-622-2208.
Yes. What's the qualification process? Can you walk me through the step?
Truthfully, our social workers would better speak to that.
Okay.
Because it is quite an extensive process. I can tell you, we do serve Virginia's most medically vulnerable children.
Okay.
So all of our children have severe multiple physical and intellectual disabilities.
Yeah. Now, you're in Virginia Beach. What areas do you serve?
We are located in Norfolk, but we serve all over Hampton Roads. And then a lot of our children can even come from anywhere in the Commonwealth. So 2/3 are from Hampton Roads, but we do have some people who are from families who are from Northern Virginia, Roanoke, Eastern Shore. So we have Virginia represented for sure.
And once again, talk to me about the services you provide at St. Mary's Home.
We provide educational, recreational, and then medical services for the kids that live there.
Yeah. How big is the staff?
We have a staff of over 300. So we have three shifts. We're open 24/7, 365. And so we have, but it feels like family, to be honest. So it's really incredible to come see such a special place and see the people who are drawn to work there and work with the kids.
Yeah. Could you speak on the doctors and the staff? Are they all board certified? Are they?
We do. We actually have doctors who come into the home and will actually come for regular appointments to the home. And then if the children need, they will go out to CHKD, or our young adults will go to Sentara Lee Hospital. But we partner with all sorts of specialists and doctors who come in to see the kids to make it convenient whenever they need.
Talk to me again about the ways people can help out. Are you in need of donors? Are you in need of sponsors?
Always. So we raise, we need about $1 million every year. And we raise that from individual contributions. We have one individual who he sends $1 a month, one actual cash dollar in an envelope, which is so precious and amazing and means so much to us. And then we have businesses who support us monthly, individuals who support us monthly. And then we do have sponsorships available year round as well. So there's so many ways you can support the kids, and we're eternally grateful.
Yeah.
So.
When's your next fundraiser?
So our next event is actually going to be our movie night that our auxiliary board is helping to sponsor, and we're really excited about that. So it'll be a giant inflatable movie screen out front at St. Mary's, and popcorn and cotton candy and all sorts of fun stuff. And then our auxiliary board actually hosts a gala, and that's going to be on February 29th.
And where is that being held?
So that's actually going to be at the Harbor Club this year. We're doing something new. I know. It's very exciting. They're calling it a once every 4 year opportunity, given that it's going to be leap years.
Yeah. So is there information about that? Is it too early to get to purchase tickets?
It might be a little too early to purchase tickets, but you can find out more information soon on St. Mary's website at stmaryshome.org.
Okay. Hey, what other social media contacts do you have? Are you on Facebook, the website?
Yeah, so we have a very active Facebook page as well. So that is always updated with pictures and events that are going on. So that'll also be another place when the promotion starts to go out for the gala that you'll be able to see that. And then also like some of our other events that'll be open to the public and free, and we invite families to come, like our Fall Festival and our Spring Fling. Usually it falls between September and October for the Fall Festival, which will have like hay rides, popcorn, cotton candy. So it's just a really family fun atmosphere.
Family friendly.
Yeah, exactly. And then the website is always usually updated, and that allows you to be able to come and learn a little more about the services, and also just kind of see what we're really about. And that's always great. But I usually direct people to the Facebook. It is one of the most, you know, easy social media access that we have to be able to.
Yeah, I've seen your Facebook page. It's a nice one. I like what you guys are doing, and it looks friendly. People seem to be having fun. As community liaison, you're always in need and search for volunteers. Is there an age group or a certain type of volunteer?
So, thankfully, Nicole Jones started the Peer Prouds program, 6 years ago now. So we're able to kind of introduce that. And the goal is to have literally volunteers of all ages, because we really just want the kids and young adults to be just that, kids and young adults. So that a big part of that is having peers that can relate to them and understand just the different transitions in life they're going through. So that's where peer volunteers, so all the way from, you know, infants and up, like there's really no age group that you have to fall under to volunteer. We really encourage anyone and everyone to just come in. And I truly believe that someone giving their time is just a great donation in itself. And it's really meaningful to the children and young adults to form those relationships.
And once again, how can they get in contact or for more information on volunteering?
So they can go to our website, stmaryshome.org, or they can simply call St. Mary's 757-622-2208 and just have the front desk ask for Carlton Farmer, and they'll direct you to me, and we could start that phone conversation, or even you can find the contact information on the website to email me. And that'll be the two easiest ways to kind of get in contact.
And what are the ages of the children that are at St. Mary's, the ages that you serve?
So we have 88 children from infant to 21, and then we have 12 young adults. So right now, I think our youngest is 5 months old. And our
5 months old?
Yes, and our oldest is 28.
And they live at the facility?
Yes, sir. Yes. Now, wow. It is open to where, so we have some families, as I mentioned, because our children come from all over Virginia, and we have some families who come every day. We have some moms who come in the morning on their way to work and stop by on their way home from work. And then we have some families who come on the weekend if they don't live locally. So it is, in fact, the children's home, but it is the families also consider it, I think, an extension of their own home.
And I think another great way that we're able to kind of keep connected with the technology we have is a lot of our kids and young adults, because their families, you know, may not be local in the Hampton Roads area, they can actually Skype and FaceTime.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's always awesome. We have one young lady who literally FaceTimes her family every week on Friday, and they literally eat the same meal at home and that she does at St. Mary's. So they're essentially having a family meal together, but just through the technology that we're able to have nowadays.
You know, St. Mary's sounds like an incredible place to work, and you all seem like some incredible people. Nicole, what got you started? How did you become involved with St. Mary's?
I actually started when I was doing my senior level internship in school, and then I just kind of ended up staying on. I remember there happened to be an opening right as I was getting ready to graduate, and going up to at that time, Mr. Garmack, the current CEO, and offering actually to volunteer, and he just was like, how about a job? And it just kind of was one of those things that just happened, and then ended up starting the rec therapy program and on the weekends, and then it just kind of, we went to Monday through Friday, and now we run the early childhood education program as well, so the rec therapy program has really grown, you know, in the scope, and it's been great.
Carlton, what brought you to St. Mary's?
So I was an undergrad at ODU, and simply was just looking for a job, and just kind of happened upon St. Mary's Home, and Nicole Jones actually gave me my first job at St. Mary's. She was my boss at the time.
Yeah.
So I worked weekends and holidays in the rec therapy department. And honestly, I came to St. Mary's and fell in love with all the kids and young adults, and specifically a lot of the kind of the young men, just because healthcare is a predominantly female industry, and there's not a lot of direct male staff there, but they all kind of became like my little, or are like my little brothers. And I've been able to just kind of progress through St. Mary's, and even taught for a while at St. Mary's with the CSET program. And now I'm in a position where I feel like I can really truly make a difference by bridging the gap between St. Mary's Home and the community.
Yeah. And what about you, Kristen?
So I happened to have a couple of connections that recommended St. Mary's to me. And I kind of in the same way that Carlton said, I think from the first time you come there, it touches your heart and you either are hooked and you don't ever want to leave. And most people, you find that to be the case. So I said it when I first started and it still holds true that it doesn't feel like work when every day you get to go home, which is really what it is. So it's an amazing place. And The kids really, I feel like I've gained so much more from St. Mary's than I've given it.
Yeah.
And so it's really just a really special gift, especially in Hampton Roads and in Virginia. We're only about one of 100 in the country. Yes. Yeah. Of a facility of this kind. So it's a really special place. And we'd love to take you on a tour if you ever want to come by.
Yes. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
And one thing, you can also look on our Facebook page and on our website. We are, hiring currently. So it would be something if someone was interested in working, they can look on our website or on our Facebook page. We do hold open houses every couple months, just for people to kind of come in and get to know us. But you can look on our Facebook page or our website to apply online.
What's the most challenging aspect of your job, Nicole?
Oh, wow. As a rec therapist, I have a lot of fun at work, so that sometimes can be hard. It is literally my job to play. But I think, sometimes just working with the kids and they just become part of your life. And sometimes it's hard just to kind of like, all right, now I have to go home. And,
I would think you become emotionally attached to.
Yeah, no, it is hard. Sometimes you do become very attached to the kids and learning that kind of separation between your kids and then home. And, I have to go home to my own kids now, and you don't want to. You want to stay at work sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's been neat.
Yeah. What about you, Carlton? What's the most challenging role as community liaison?
I think just the most challenging thing is that is trying to make sure you kind of help them balance their lives out. Like, I could literally have volunteers there all the time, but also knowing that, like, they need their downtime as well. And because, they go to school and they have, other responsibilities that they have to have taken care of too. So just allowing them to kind of help balance their lives out. And with the 100 people that we help assist and care for at St. Mary's, just if make sure you have that balance for them.
Yeah. And now, Kristen, you're the giving manager, which means you ask people for money.
Yes.
Yes.
It's incredibly easy to do, though, when you're talking about St. Mary's.
Okay.
Yes. I say it all the time. When you come and see it to me, I don't even have to say anything to you. All I have to do is
show you. You
come to the front door and you see the place, I challenge you to walk away and not want to support the kids.
Actually. Yeah.
Like my father-in-law called it the first time he was there, probably 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He said it's Virginia's best kept secret because he's lived in Hampton Roads his entire life. And, 10 years ago, he didn't even know it existed.
So yeah. I didn't know it existed until I heard about it. And then I said it was in Virginia Beach, but it's in Norfolk, but
it's right
on it's kind of like on the border. Right. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We are. We're on the border. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys, this is about all the time we have. We need to wrap it up. But is there anything you'd like to convey to our audience about St. Mary's?
I think just really what it says when you walk in is we're really dedicated on making sure the people that we serve at St. Mary's, the 100 individuals, the children, the young adults, that they have a good life, that they are able to experience everything someone who's not living at St. Mary's will have. And they really are like family. It feels like home when we're there. And we literally, I don't know how you could come to work or even come to visit and not smile because they are that amazing.
Yeah.
It's a true statement. I don't have anything better to add to that.
Drop the mic.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Mic drop, Carlton. Mic drop.
And for more information, guys, about St. Mary's, where can people go?
Yes. Please go to our website, stmaryshome.org. And that's Saint spelled out S-A-I-N-T, maryshome.org. Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for being here this morning. You're all amazing
people.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
And St. Mary's sounds like an amazing place. And yes, I would like to take a tour and come by and say hello.
We'd love to have you.
Great. My guests this morning have been Nicole Hoskins-Jones, Director of Therapeutic Recreation, also Carlton Farmer, Community Liaison, and Kristen Nelson, Giving Manager at St. Mary's Home. Once again, thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
And thanks for listening.
Stay tuned. There's more great conversation just ahead on Hampton Roads Perspectives.